What's going on, family? This is Anthony, How to Change My Life Movement 2.0 podcast. Well, I'm basically ranting today, you know. Like, comment, subscribe, share. I just want to talk about a concept today. Like I said, I appreciate you guys listening, whoever's listening, man. Like, these are just my deepest thoughts. Like, you know, I could come here to How to Change My Life and just share things that are valuable, concepts that are valuable to me and your life. You know, I'm not just shooting this and doing this stuff for you guys like I'm talking to you or like trying to reprimand you. Like, I literally go back and listen to this stuff to inspire myself when I'm at my lowest moments. You know, I listen to myself because it's not really, you know, it's my truth, but it's sayings of different people that I listen to, and I just kind of put it all into my own words. So I appreciate you guys listening, but this is empowering today. I want to talk to you about, you know, how are you not higher? Is my rant today. Empowerment for you. How are you not higher than the people around you right now that's talking down on you or you know that you're smarter than? I'm asking you today, how are you not higher than them? You could not have a car today, not have a job, body all messed up, not have the ideal relationship, not traveling, and everybody around you see nothing growing for yourself right now. They see you at your worst. But I have a question to ask you. How are you not higher than them today where you stand in your place right now? Trust me, I will explain. But remember, how are you not higher? Let me explain it. Let me explain this concept. I appreciate you listening to me. I really do. Check it out. Now, these people around you, whether it's cousins, brothers, friends, uncles, aunties, grandmas, whoever, who are sarcastic with you, how are you not higher? Let me give you an example. Okay. Like, for instance, when I was going through something a while back, you know, I didn't have an income, a place to stay, or a car, right? But the woman I was dealing with at the time, she had all these things. She had a six-figure income, a nice car, a nice house, and stuff like that. And in my mind, I was thinking, like, I'm higher than her. You know, like, she wasn't downing me, but, you know, sometimes she would get a little frustrated because, you know, she wanted to see me rise, and I eventually did. But when we were together, you know, I was trying to make something happen. But, you know, every now and then when we would kind of get into it, I'd be thinking, like, I'm higher than this girl, you know. And the reason why is because her idea of money and success was lower than my idea of money and success. Even though she had materialized those things in the physical, I still was thinking, like, I'm higher than you because your idea of money and my idea of money is two different things. My idea of money is way higher. My bar for money and success and my commitment to that is higher than yours. Even though you have more than that I have right now, I'm still higher than you because my ideals of success is higher than yours, because where you're at right now, you think you made it. And I'm looking at you like, you ain't really doing shit yet, if you ask me. So what I'm saying is, how are you not higher if your goals and your ideals of money and success is higher than those around you? If that's what you're planning for, if that's what you act as if that's what your plans are on and you're taking actions toward getting that certain ideal income, let's just say it's $3,500 a day, right? Which is $105,000 a month, or $1 million, almost $1.3 million a year, for an example, right? So if you're hanging around people, uncles, brothers, cousins, who make $10,000 a month or even $20,000 a month, and they think they made it and they think they hot shit right now, and they want to talk down on you, try to give you advice and, like, you know, be sarcastic with you, or condescending with you, if you understand what I'm talking about right now, you're actually higher than those people if your intended goal is higher than what where they're at right now, and they thinking they made it and that they, you know, all this and all that. Let's just say if your intention was, just for an example, $3,500 a day, that's $24,000, $25,000 a week. Your uncle or auntie or brother or whoever is making $20,000 a month. You make that, you make over that a week as the ideal person that you claim that you already are. So you're actually higher than those people. That's what today's call is about. How are you not higher? We're not talking about where you're at right now. We're talking about where you have accepted where you are. Like, for instance, with me. At that time, when I was dating that girl, I had a family member at the time come to me and say, you know, well, your uncle, you don't really know how much money your uncle make, do you? And I was like, nah, I really don't. And the guy was like, oh, you really don't know. Your uncle bring in about $10,000 a month after taxes. And I'm sitting up here thinking like, wow, that's y'all definition of money? But you want to talk behind my back and say little things about me, and your idea of money, motherfucker, is $10,000 a month after taxes? Are you shitting me? Are you serious right now? I'm saying, let's go back to the intention of $3,500 a day, just as an example. So if that was my intention, I would be thinking like, I make that in 3 days. Fuck 30 days. Like, that's what I'm saying. How, I'm asking you, how are you not higher than these people unless your ideals of money and success is actually where they at right now or lower? Then, yeah, you're not higher. But this call is specifically for people who have dreams and of success and money that are actually higher than these people who think they really making money right now. I'm talking about the people who think they made it. Like, it ain't no, like, I'm not going any higher. I'm just going to be making my $5,000 a month or $20,000 a month or $10,000 or whatever. And they think they made it and they don't need to do anything else. You're higher than these people. You're higher than these people if you are committed and have faith and taking actions towards an ideal income, and you're in a vehicle that can produce that, that's high, way higher than where they're at. So right now you're actually higher is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm asking you, how are you not higher than them? If your ideal of money and success is way beyond what they even think is possible right now, and you're supposedly lower than them, right? Okay, so another thing is the goals. You know, the goals that they have versus what you have. How are you not higher than them? You got people out here riding around and wannabe luxury cars. Think cars that's not really luxury cars. People riding around in Infinities, you know, in cars like that, which is basically a spinoff of a Nissan. It's Nissan's luxury car model. Let's just keep it real. People riding around in Lexuses or Acuras thinking that's something. I'm not saying it's a terrible looking car or that it is not, you know, don't have leather and navigation and all that and some technology features. But if your goal is to get a Porsche, and you accepted that you already got the Porsche that costs $150,000 brand new, then how are you not higher than them? It's what I'm asking you. How are you not higher than these people riding around in $40,000 to $60,000 cars? Even if it is a luxury car, let's just say a real luxury car like Mercedes, BMW, Audi. But Porsche is higher than those. Let's just say as an example, you're getting into the exotics now. I'm asking you, how are you not higher today? You are higher than them today, where you stand right now, even though you don't have a car, you don't have a house, you don't have a consistent income, and everybody looking at you like, what is this girl doing or this guy doing? I'm telling you today that you are higher where you stand right now because your goals, ambitions, and dreams are higher than these people. These people don't even believe they can do what you're writing down and what you're professing every day. They don't even think that's possible for them. But you think it's possible for you. So you're higher than them is what I'm telling you. And you need to walk around and talk like it. That don't mean we putting them down. That don't mean that, you know, we're necessarily better than them, but you're higher than them. You're grander than them. You're greater than them. It is what it is. People got their heads down and letting people talk down on them when your goals is what you're committed to and what you think is possible is way beyond what they even think is possible. They may be at $10,000 a month and probably think they can earn an extra 10, and then they at 20 and they thinking that's something. And you like, based on the money that I really make as the ideal person, I get that in 3 days. What you would make in a month before taxes. So I'm asking you, how are you not higher? Ma'am, sir, think about it. How are you not higher if what you intend, which at a real visceral level you already have, on some quantum physics, metaphysical type speaking stuff, but you already have these things. But, and like the Bible said in one of my other calls, faith is the evidence of things not seen. So if you have faith in it, you already have it. If you have consistent faith. So I'm asking you, how are you not higher where you stand today? You may be sleeping on a mattress. You may be sleeping on the floor. You may be sleeping in your car. But every single day you're making calls, you're writing stuff down, you got your vision board, you're taking actions higher and greater because you know it's going to take a certain amount of money to actually get these things. So you're doing actions, you're taking actions and putting yourself under more stress to be able to learn the things you need to know to be able to get these things. That your goals for money and success, that's way higher than these people who claim that they just doing it right now. We're not saying they broke. I mean, it all depends on what your definition of money is or what definition of broke. Because some people think people that make $20,000 a month is broke. I mean, so all I'm saying is, how are you not hired today? Okay. So yeah, let's just go back to the story when I was in that relationship. So, you know, I remember talking to the girl, and that's the main reason I ended up leaving her, because I remember one day she was asking me, she was trying to get me to deny what I was claiming to be true. And I told her I already had something, because sometimes you just get to a point where you stop saying I'm going to get it. You know, it's happening. God going to bless it in the future. Sometimes you get so frustrated with the results and you're like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to claim it right now. I don't even give a damn anymore. I already have it. I already have it. So I was talking to her about something that I intended for my life. And I just said, you know what? I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, I already have it. And a side note, if you want to see who your real friends are, it's something you probably want to practice. Practice telling people, start telling people you already have what you have. I mean, you know, what you intend to have. Start telling them that. Start telling them you're already rich. Start telling them you already got $1 million cars or $500,000 cars, $100,000 cars or whatever. Start telling them you already have it. Not that you're going to get it. That you already have. And just see what they say. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised who really is in your corner. Because I'm telling you, these people who think they hired you right now, who getting $10,000 a month, even $50,000 a month, if your intentions is higher than that. Even somebody getting $100,000 a month right now. If you're committed to a goal higher than that and you're really taking actions behind it and you're not going to stop no matter what, then you're higher than those people, man. So I'm just ranting, man. I just really believe in this right here because I've practiced it and I've seen it work. You know, not letting people who think they doing something. I remember the girl, she was an RN. She was making like $100,000 for the year or something like that. And I had already made over $100,000 a year in my own business like 2 or 3 times. I had already made over $15,000 in a month 4 or 5 times. You know, I mean, so I at the time I wasn't intimidated by women who made 6 figures. I'm like, that ain't shit. I mean, that's cool. But I mean, $100,000 a month. All right. But making $100,000 a year. I mean, at the time when I didn't have a house, car or whatever, I'm like, baby, this ain't nothing new to me. All right. You just doing things better at this time. But my intention was way more than that. What I was working on was higher than what she was making at the time. So I walked and talked, and that's why she dealt with me, and I didn't have nothing going on at the time. Because I was that person. I was the person I was speaking about. You know, and things ended up manifesting. shortly after I left talking to her. You know, so that's all I want to talk about, man. You know, how are you not higher? You know, how are you not higher when your goals are higher than people around you thinking they made it? You know, people riding around in E-Class Mercedes or something like that, $60,000-$70,000 wannabe luxury cars or real luxury cars. And you thinking like, I drive a Lamborghini. You know, I'm getting a Lamborghini. I'm going straight from sleeping on this floor that you see me sleeping on straight to the Lamborghini. And I'm going Uber and rent cars, you know, little regular cars or whatever until I can actually buy this car. I'm just saying, if that was somebody's intention to go straight from that to the Huracan, Lamborghini Huracan, or, you know, whatever car you want that's over $100,000 or $200,000. I mean, you're higher than those people if you're committed to that. Only you know the answer to that. So I just thought this was important, man. How are you not higher right now where you stand? You know, you need to walk and talk and keep your head up high, because if you're really committed to it, man, these things are going to come to pass. And some of these people, they're not going to be happy with seeing you way higher than them. But what's funny is we both know you was higher than them the whole time. So that's just my little rant, man. You know, I just want to talk about that. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Peace out.